It took 15 ballots for California Republican Kevin McCarthy to get elected Speaker of the House of Representatives, but it only took one ballot to end his term as House Leader.
The office of the Speaker was rendered vacant pursuant to the adoption of House Resolution 757.
The fight had been brewing for weeks, but it came to a head after Saturday's House budget vote, which kept the federal government open but upset some conservative House Republicans, like right-wing Republican Matt Gaetz of Florida, who had been threatening a motion to vacate to boot McCarthy from leadership. McCarthy tweeted on social media, "Bring it on." Gaetz replied, "I did." And on the floor of the House of Representatives, Gaetz made his move.
I rise to a question of the privileges of the House and offer the resolution I previously noticed.
The clerk will report the resolution.
House Resolution 757. Resolved that the office of the Speaker of the House of Representatives is hereby declared to be vacant.
Republican Bob Good of Virginia was one of the speakers in support of the motion.
The Speaker fought through 15 votes in January to become Speaker, but was only willing to fight through one failed CR before surrendering to the Democrats on Saturday. We need a Speaker who will fight for something, anything, besides just staying or becoming Speaker.
McCarthy, of course, had his defenders. California Republican Tom McClintock said if ever there was a time for sobriety, wisdom, and caution in the House, it's right now.
If this motion carries, the House will be paralyzed. We can expect week after week of fruitless ballots while no other business can be conducted. The Democrats will revel in Republican dysfunction, and the public will rightly be repulsed. It'll end when the Democrats are able to enlist a rump caucus of Republicans to join a coalition to end the impasse. This House will shift dramatically to the left and will effectively end Republican House majority that the voters elected in 2022.
Gaetz rejected fears of chaos, saying chaos is Speaker McCarthy. He spoke to reporters hours before the vote.
You all get all worked up that there's going to be some uncomfortable, chaotic moment that I'll feel pressure from conservatives or Democrats or whomever. I feel the judgment of history. I feel the weight of that. I worry that when the history books are written about this country going down, that my name is going to be on the board of directors here. And if this country's going down and if we're losing the dollar, I am going down fighting. And I don't care if that means fighting Republicans, Democrats, the Uniparty, the leadership, the PACs, the lobbyists. I've had it.
Several Democrats spoke up during the debate, although none of them in support of McCarthy. Sydney Komlager-Dove is a Democrat from California.
I have to tell you, there is a virus infecting this Congress, and it is not the Rona. It is Republican testosterone poisoning.
She says people care about issues like health care, jobs, the economy, and putting food on the table.
Instead, we've been stuck in this Republican romper room. The American people don't want to hear your lies, and they don't want to watch your Republican civil warfare meltdown.
After debate from both sides, the House moved to a vote, where, unusually for a floor vote, the outcome was uncertain. There had been some speculation that some Democratic votes could bail out McCarthy, but that had ended when Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries emerged from a lengthy caucus to announce that, basically, it's a Republican problem and they'll have to deal with it. After a voice vote, the chair declared the motion had failed, but as usual, the losing side demanded a roll call vote.
On this vote, the yeas are 216, the nays are 210. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table. The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
Eight Republicans joined all 208 Democrats to vote McCarthy out of his position. That leaves Republican Patrick McHenry of North Carolina, a McCarthy ally, as Speaker pro tempore, serving until the next election for Speaker. The earliest that could happen is next week, but as the last Speaker election showed, it may not be swift or easy. As for what to expect next, Democrat Jim McGovern of Massachusetts had some thoughts as he discussed anti-LGBT discrimination during the floor debate.
And I just hope that the next Speaker, whoever that may be, and maybe we'll find out today, I hope whoever that may be will do a better job of preventing this garbage from coming to the floor. But looking at the Republican Party in 2023,
gentlemen's time has expired.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.